So you would have seen Fielding and Platt in the early part of the war, and you would have worked there during the early part of the war. What memories do you have of working there during the war?
The main thing I remember was that one of the board of directors was a Fielding, Jack Fielding, who didn't appear to have very great standing in management, since he normally worked only in the drawing office. But he lived very well, so I know he was being looked after. I mean, other than that, I saw the one Fielding. I've forgotten his first name, but he was all right, very straight guy. The one in the drawing office was, when time came, everybody was supposed to carry their own gas mask. And on that, I got a little bit uppity, and I said, well, surely I should be permitted to make up my own mind whether I wish to die from some terrible gas or not. And I was informed that that was not the case, and that I was important to everything, and that I should continue to do my job and all the rest of it. And Jack Fielding stopped me, seeing me one day. I mean, he didn't know me well, but he knew who I was, knew my name somehow. And he talked with me a bit about it. And I said, he said, just for me, please, you know, do you mind doing it? I said, since you put it to me so eloquently and so kindly, yes, I'll carry my gas mask. That's the big thing that I remember about it.
So Jack Fielding was a kind man. Do you have any other memories of what he was like?
None, except he seemed to be no more or have more to do with the so-called presses that make concrete slabs, and which was one of their specialties. And they used to make quite a lot of them, and a lot of them in my day were being shipped to South Africa.